Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another day, another chance to speak His Word, and as He reveals it from His heart. The work of the Holy Spirit is our chief blessing after salvation. We have the privilege of Jesus living within us, helping us to do all to stand, helping us to do His Word, helping us to go forward in life. And there's nothing that He can't reveal to us. As a man of God, the teaching of the Lord will come to you several ways. And the way you hear His Word and measure it, that's the first form of training. Hearing the Word and measuring it enough to bless your life. If you measure it too small, it can't do as much. But if you measure the greater you measure it, and that's totally up to you how you measure it, the better you live. That's just the way it is. With that in mind, we will every word that He speaks, the way we measure it is the way it'll be measured back to us. And the greater we measure it, the greater it benefits our lives. The next thing, the Holy Spirit. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. I always include the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's so remarkable. You know, that's your relationship with Him. The way you receive guidance from the Holy Spirit, that's a reflection of your personal relationship with God. And the words that he speaks to you personally, that's your relationship, not my relationship. That's your personal relationship. That's not anybody else's relationship. That's the way you know Him. And those words that He speaks to you personally, you have to trust them just like you do the written word. Sometimes people will hang on to the written word of God and they'll let go of the spoken word of God. Both of it just as important. Jesus said a man will live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you're anointed to do something and as the Lord give you assignments, sometimes to your surprise, the Lord will just start teaching you. Now, when He takes time to do that, always take it serious. Always write it down deep in your heart. Always, by all means, measure that word big. That's going to be a staple. That's going to be something you're going to need. The Lord is looking at a situation, and He's preparing you to be a blessing to other people. In doing so, always focus on Him. Don't focus on the people. Now, people are different. They're not like God. There are some people out there that have a heart like His, and they're more apt to hear what you're saying. But Christian people, when they think they know something, they think they know it, and they will protect whatever it is they believe. And people don't like to change their opinions. That's just something that I've noticed. And I know I'm looking at it from what the Lord revealed and what His Word truly means. Because when He opened up the Word to you, it's revealed to you. And you can see why when people believe things, it's just not true. It's detectable. Because you're looking at it in light of the perfect Word of God. Cool. You're looking at it in light of the Word of God, the way He revealed it to you. And what He revealed to you is certain, is true. And the way that once it's been revealed to you a certain way, and you've lived it and you found it to be certain, people can't come and change that opinion because it's a fact. It's kind of like authority. The Lord taught me through Kenneth Hagin, he helped me to measure authority in a much greater way. Now, Chris Lucas was the first person to tell me about authority. He showed me the scriptures on it. But when I listened to Kenneth Hagin's testimony, I saw it in a greater way, and I measured it greater in my life. Found out it could do much more than I thought. And so I grew. I went forward in the training of the Lord to the point that I saw people. I stopped gunfights by speaking the word of God, just by speaking the word of God in faith. I just told Satan that he can't kill anybody, can't hurt anybody. I know authority works. I live by authority. So people that have never been trained in it, they look at the way that they thought before. When if they go by the word of God, they can operate in authority like anybody else, even like Jesus did. But false training and false teaching tell people that, you know, that stuff went out. Why would God let something that wonderful go out? Why would he let part of his grace go away? The devil planted doctrines of devils. He operated against people's fears. He used their fears against them. People don't like, they don't know much about evil spirits, so they tried to stay away from that part of the Bible. But evil spirits are always trying to wreck your life. And if you don't know how to fight them, they will wreck your life or cause you a lot of misery. Your whole life will become miserable. And everything will be an aggravation unless you get rid of their thoughts. The example God gave us was the land of Israel. He drive out the Canaanites, all of them. Go and take the land and drive them out. And they won't be there to poison your mind against God. That's what the Lord told them to do. He said, if you don't drive them out, they're going to be like thorns in your eyes and thorns in your side and pricks in your eyes. It's going to be a problem. And it was. Now, Paul got rid of his thorn in the flesh, which was Satan. It was a messenger of Satan. That's what Paul said it was. He didn't say it was a disease. He said it was a messenger of Satan. And people read into it an incurable disease. And then they read into it that God's grace is sufficient and Paul was supposed to just let it be and don't worry about it and just don't get in pride because he saw heaven. All these are false interpretations. When you study the discourse of Acts and Corinthians together, he got rid of his thorn in the flesh. He got rid of the messenger of Satan. He learned how to defeat it. And if you follow God at all, you're going to learn how to defeat the devil. But ask questions. There are things you're capable of and don't realize it, and it can make your life so much better. It can take you over the top. A lot of people think that they're after money. They think money will solve the problems. Money won't solve satanic problems. You got to drive them out with the name of Jesus. Money won't buy you joy. That comes from operating according to the love of God, acting on his word and seeking to be a blessing to people. Greed won't just go away. It takes you acting on your love, helping others, and you'll kill greed. Same thing with lust. You have to love other people and see the damage that lust can do. But Christians, they put a mask on and they try not to, they're trying to look good before men. They don't want people to know that they have a dark side or they're interested in a dark world. If you're interested in a dark world or any part of it, go to the Lord and tell him. And go tell on yourself. Say, Lord, I have these feelings and I don't want them. I don't know what to do with them. I feel like I'm being overcome. And he'll show you exactly what to do. But when you try to save your face, you can lose your life. Jesus even said it's better to pluck out your eye or cut off your hand if they offend you, so that your whole being don't go to hell. If it's that serious, why not just ask the Lord, well, what am I missing? Some things I just don't know. There are some things in life that you're not even expected to know yet. But everything that can be learned is learnable by the Holy Spirit. And you have to read the Word of God, see what it's saying. Let it say what it's saying. Let it minister to you. Some people are judging the Word instead of receiving the Word. Now, if you're looking, when people are looking to see what they can do and get away with, that ain't right. That's not a pure motive. But when you see what's wrong, let it be wrong. If the Word says wrong, it's wrong. I like to make things simple and easy. If you ever wonder what's right and wrong, go to Galatians chapter 5 and read the whole chapter. And it defines what'll cause you to go to hell. And then kick those things out of your life. And they all revert back to three things of the world. The world system is nothing but the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And you can kill all those influences and then fill your heart with the opposite influences, which is the Word of God. Fill your heart with His love, with His patience, with His kindness, His wisdom, His understanding. That's the fact. If when you receive His Word, you have what you call faith, which is the foundation of all reality. If you have faith, you have foundation. If you can take God at His Word, you have a foundational life. And you can, and your eyes will be in your head. You won't be wondering about things that don't matter, things that can't stop you. You'll be in the know. You'll be the bull of the woods. You'll be the one who's in control. You'll be the lion of the tribe. You'll know what to do, even when others that you love don't. And you'll know how to help them. You'll know how to speak God's word in perfect seasons, because the Lord will give you the insights you need and the counsel. And then the way that God, when God give revelation, when it just come to you, He start talking. Sometimes that word will help people overcome the lies that they believe. And it can be one of the most difficult things I ever had to do was minister to people that was indoctrinated. When people are indoctrinated in a doctrine, that's how they see the Word of God. They read their doctrine into it, and they're focused on doing those set of commandments that they done fell in love with. And that's what pleases God, when they really don't. Having faith in God's unadulterated, rightly divided word, the pure meaning of His word, that's where you have faith. That's where your faith comes from. And you operating in faith based on His true word pleases God, because that's what's going to make you like Him. See, the goal of God is for you to be like He is. The goal of the fivefold ministry is to prepare you so you don't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine at Satan's will, till all are one and we operate as one body, doing our part in unity, not in competition. See, the devil's way, competition comes from Satan. Competition suggests that Christians can work against Christians and still please God. That's not true. Everybody doing their part. You know, I want to see other ministers do their part, and I want to do my part. I don't want to do somebody else's part, and I'm not trying to make my part look better than anybody else's. I just want to fulfill God's purpose of this office that He's given me, so, and finish the work and then go to heaven. If I do it right, people are gonna live. If I get distracted, I won't be able to do my part. And I want to do all of it. So that's become my confession, that I do all that's in his heart. All of it. Everything. And some of it I know that it'll blow my mind. It'll be more than I can believe. But through Christ I can do all things. There's a way to do all things. There's the way to do the deep things of God. There is a way to succeed. And I'm determined to do it. I may not even have complete vision to do it, but God can take me there. All I got to do is cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Receive His rightly divided word in my heart. Measure it big, just like I'm saying. Then receive the spoken word of God by the Holy Spirit and obey His guidance. And protect that charge in my heart. When He tells me something, I'm not going to let it die, walk away from it, but go forward in it. And then every time He teaches and trains me, He brings things to me and give me some understanding or a teaching or a writing or whatever the assignment is. When He gives me those things, then I ponder it in my heart. Then I come back and ask questions about it. Now, a lot of times thoughts are not really fully given because people, they focus on different parts of the conversation. Now, years and years ago, the Lord told one of my cousins, Johnny Reed, he said, when people talk to you, ask questions until you get the full understanding of what they're trying to say to you. Now, he's a businessman, and that helped him in business and in life. So when I was talking about the things of God to him, he asked me questions and got a more full understanding. This works, folks. Now, when he told me that, I applied it to the Lord. When the Lord's trying to tell me something, I agree with it quickly. And then I ask questions so that I can have a more solid understanding like Gideon did. Gideon was a person who asked questions. If you read the story of Gideon in Judges chapter 6 and 7 and 8, if you study what he did, he went from thinking that he was the least to fully obeying what God gave him. He became the mighty man of valor that he didn't believe he was at first, because he asked the Lord questions. He asked for confirmation. He did work to get a greater understanding. He had to see himself like God saw him. Even Jesus did the same thing. He came to us as a man, but he had to learn everything. Then he had to believe the scriptures about who he is. And he did it. He fulfilled God's perfect will. And now he's our high priest. So now we got to do the same thing. He gave his life for the church. Now I want to share something with you that's true. We are attached to the kingdom of God by our love from the heart. The Lord made us a way for us to be saved. He gave us salvation generously and all the things and tools we need to conquer in life and go forward and bring others with us. It's a grace. Now, some people say once you're saved, you're always saved. You can't be lost. That's not true. If you let something happen against your love, you can be lost. If you turn from the knowledge of God and start serving idols, you can be lost. Most people won't do that. But I'm going to say it right now. The kingdom of God is a volunteer army. Just like the U.S. Army, they don't have a draft. So the whole army, our whole army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, they are volunteers. Nobody made them join. They joined of their own free will. I know sometimes parents coerce people to do stuff. But when they sign their name, they sign their name. Once you're in, you're in. Some people get in and it's not what they thought and they want out, or they want to do something else. Same thing with the kingdom of God. But as long as you operate in his love, you'll never be kicked out. God loves you. Now, we're not robots. We're not puppets. We are his children. And the Lord doesn't want us to be robots or puppets. He don't want to make you do anything. He wants you to do the things that's right because you love him and you believe his word. He wants you to believe his word of your own free will. And once that's accomplished, he wants you to choose to walk in it. And choose to the same choices that he made. He wants to be chosen. God wants you to choose him. That's his greatest desire. He wants you to choose his ways, choose his love, choose to love other people. The way we love others is the same way, identical to the way we love God. When people are easily offended at man, they're also easily offended at God too. And it can't be separated. The way you love man is the same way you love God, of your own free will. Your will is involved in your salvation. And people don't understand that. And then they view God as men, as kings. But God loves you. Kings don't always love you. Some kings love their position. But God loves you enough to come and die for you, to bless you. He loves you for you, and not what you can do for him. Not because of your performance, not because of what you do for it. All the wonderful things you do in life, he loves you. And he cares about you, sincerely. But you believe, you're in his kingdom by choice. Not by pressure. It's not by the might of men. It's by your choice. Only your choice. You remain in his kingdom because of your choice. You grow in life because of your choice. You take authority over Satan and not let him destroy your life because of your choice. And the word of God will help you do it. It's my will. It's my desire. It's my passion to serve the Lord. It's my choice. I'll never change. And I'm not afraid that I'll ever change. I'm not afraid that I'll ever fail. Because I have made a choice. I have chosen. And I'm growing in that choice. And the word of God helps me to do all the wonderful works that he would have me do. As we go forward in the Lord, we grow and our abilities increase. And what we're capable of is much set by. That means that it's far above what normal men can imagine. You know, David was a man that was much set by. He was so set apart because of his faith. Other people didn't operate in his kind of faith. They contended for the cause of God. They loved God. They loved their country. But what David learned in his drawing near, his relationship, that made him much set by. He kept hearing and hearing and hearing God's word and choosing to do everything that he learned as he learned it. And that's the same thing that you're going to do. As you go forward in the Lord, you're going to learn things, and it's going to make you much set by, just like David. You're going to be blessed, very blessed. And the Lord knows this. But it had you, the truth of God must be chosen. It must be selected. And then you can relate to him on greater things. When you put Satan under your feet, you can now you don't have to concentrate on the fight. You conquered him. The Lord said to me, fight till you win and live in victory. So now you can concentrate on learning principles of God, things about mankind, things about the people that you minister to. You can learn how life works. You can learn how to prosper, how to develop, and how to help others do the same thing. But when you're distracted, you don't learn as much, or it's more difficult. But as we choose to obey him and go forward, there's nothing we can't learn. Now, I thank the Lord for all these opportunities to minister. And I minister these things. I minister what God puts on my heart for every occasion. Because people need different elements at different times. I thank God for it. And I thank God for you that listen. And I pray that God will mightily move in your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to commune with you and share with you his greater principles. And the more we learn, the better off we are. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.